Alma chapter 61. In this chapter, Moroni receives a letter back from Pahoran, and in the letter, Pahoran explains that the king men have risen up again, and that they have taken power, they've appointed themselves a king and driven Pahoran out. The first most important thing to note here is that the description of Helaman in the beginning, in several chapters previous, when he began to talk about the state of affairs, that everything was in good order and that everything had been put into good order is not correct. It was in the order according to the sight of man, but they were not in order according to the Spirit, and that the desires for a power and authority was amongst the people and was dominating many of them, and that was what needed to be rooted out. Pahoran, then, in verse 9, we learn is a righteous man, and notice that he does not get angry that he's been attacked by Moroni in his letter. And in fact, he uses that to reflect upon himself and reflect on his values, and it gives him strength to his values. At the same time, he looks at Moroni and sees that Moroni has proper values and proper character, and so he's actually of good cheer. We have to ask ourselves, how do we feel about that when someone makes false accusation against us? Do we immediately get angry? Or do we properly try and fill the Spirit and see, and if it's false, then forget about it, but if there's something of value to be said there, can we use it, and do we see something good about the person making the accusation? And again, we see a lot of goodness in both Pahoran and Moroni here. Well, then he begins in his letter, and he states some great principles of freedom. And in verses 12 and 13, he says, "We would subject ourselves to the yoke of bondage if it were requisite with the justice of God, or if he should command us to do so. But behold, he doth not command us that we should subject ourselves to our enemies." There's something real important there. What it says here is most clearly is that you are only required to subject yourself to bondage if the Lord commands you to. It's not as the leaders today say that your first responsibility is to follow your leaders no matter who they are, and if they put you into bondage, you're to follow them. That is incorrect. In fact, if you have not been commanded by the Lord, you have every right to resist, and that's what we see in the Declaration of Independence. That's what we see in Scripture, and God supports those who will fight against those who desire to usurp power and authority to oppress people even today. In verse 15, we learn that the Spirit of God can be equated to the spirit of freedom. And if we look around us, we know that. Is God interfering with our lives, or is he letting us alone down here? If he wanted to be in charge, he would send himself to be in charge and tell us all exactly what to do. So obviously he doesn't expect his church leader, his government leaders, or anyone else to be trying to control every aspect of our lives, or he would do that. And he has all the power to do that. Scripture does not do that. It tells us how to conduct our lives and how to be righteous, but it does not tell us the specifics of everything we're supposed to do in our lives, and it doesn't try and control our lives. And our happiness and our joys and our pleasures and the things we do. And that is what we receive more than even government. We receive it from our church and telling us exactly even how we're supposed to have fun and how we're supposed to and what we're supposed to do. It describes exactly what we're to do with them for our pleasures and who we're supposed to choose for our friends. It does everything to try and control our lives. And this is not the true order of God. And his spirit is a spirit of individual freedom. And that is why we again said here that even if the people were wicked, if they at the last refuge would support freedom, God will still support them, support their right to freedom. Well, again, we begin to learn here. Why then have we had to listen to Helaman when he spends most of his time glorying in man and talking of man and not talking of the things of God? What was the important thing that the Lord wanted to include this section in the Book of Mormon for? And it's obvious it's the section on freedom. It's a great, important section to explain to us that God is a God of freedom, and He expects us to support and desire freedom, and He will support us in that. And that, as it then says here, if you put your trust in Him, He will deliver you. And that means He will deliver you now. He will move you away, or He will protect you from the infringements of a government at this time. Well, he finishes his letter by saying that he didn't know what to do, but now he does, and he's thankful that Moroni has written him, and would Moroni now please put things in the best state he can there and immediately bring his army so that they might cleanse Zarahemla.